All right. Is it recording? And it is. Okay, so what's the band up to? And what have you guys got going on?
Well, we just wrapped up our first music video with a couple of the guys from Mushroomhead, shot it, edited it for us. So you can find that on YouTube and our MySpace page. And then we're just out supporting the album that we just released. So we got a couple shows coming up. We got Columbus and Chillicothe in the next couple of weeks here. And then we'll be back in Cleveland at the Jigsaw Saloon on December 5th with another local band called Morality Check.
And what kind of shows you have coming up besides the one you have coming up December 5th?
Yeah, November 21st will be in Columbus, and then November 22nd will be in Chillicothe, Ohio, a place called Cardo's that we played at quite a few times. Pretty much just sticking around Ohio for till the end of the year, and then we'll see what happens in January.
Gotcha. So, you know, how long have you guys been in this band? Were you guys around when the first EP came out, or?
I wasn't. I joined the band about
year ago.
Yes, I am one of the original members, one of the three that are left.
Mm-hmm.
Started the band about 2 years ago, formed in Akron, and then did the EP and just kind of had a falling out, certain people going different separate ways and whatnot. But me, the drummer, and the singer Chrissy decided to keep it going, found three more members, and it's stronger than ever. So I think it sounds, new CD sounds killer.
Now, how did you go about getting these guys together, getting this band together? You know, what did you do? What did you find? I mean, I know Chrissy had been around for a while, but, you know, and you got Sean from Eternal Legacy, but where did you find a lot of these guys at? Where'd you find Tom at?
I don't know. Man, we had a couple ads out in the scene and online and on a couple websites, and we went through probably 12 to 15 auditions, and they all sucked. Except for Tom, so.
Yeah.
Plus, Tom's got a sweet beard, so we're like, all right, we gotta hire this dude.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, we've all been in local bands, and that's kind of how we hear about each other and things like that. So, word gets around when you're good, so.
Cleveland metal scene's, you know, up to par, so.
It's starting to get a lot better. You know, what's it like playing at the Jigsaw? Unfortunately, I have not had the opportunity to play there yet, and, you know, what's it like playing there? I heard a lot of really good things about it.
It's a pretty nice place. It's we used to be about a bowling alley.
Yeah, it used to be a bowling alley like 15, 20 years ago, I guess.
It's quite spacious.
Uh-huh.
Good sound, really nice stage.
Yeah. They picked up a new owner maybe about a year or two ago, and he's put a lot of money in the sound system and crap like that. So on stage, it sounds killer, holds probably like, I don't know, 600 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good place to play. I mean, it's in Parma, so it's close to where a lot of us grew up, so
not downtown where they can tow your car and
right,
and they steal your gear out of your van while you're playing.
Yeah, that's always the bad part about playing down there. Now you have a video you guys shot, and maybe tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, it's for a song called "Fallen Angels" of Sweet Daria. It's a Latin term. I don't know. We all thought it was probably the strongest song on the CD and probably the most, I guess, radio-friendly, if you could consider that even.
Yeah.
And we got a hold of Skinny and Stitch and a band called Mushroomhead that I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of. And they do a lot of videos and things like that for local bands. And we came up with a couple ideas, went through like 3 days of shooting with them, had like hours and hours and hours of film. And they edited it down for us, and we just gave them the final okay, and it looks killer. We put it on all the CDs. So if you buy a CD from us, you can throw that in your computer, and it'll pop right up. Or you can check it out on YouTube or on MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to play the song Fallen Angels right now, and then we'll be back. We'll talk about where the album was recorded and talk about a lot of what the album's about and stuff like that. So play a song called Fallen Angels. And, you know, what's your website address? Where can people check out samples of your music?
The best place is just MySpace. .com/cellbound33.
Alrighty. Well, here is Fallen Angels. Not only is this the video, the song of the video that they shot, the song that they shot with the video, but this is one of the stronger songs on this album. So check it out. And that is off of Cellbound's new album, Fallen. It's a title track off the album. And you know, where'd you guys record this at?
Chillicothe, the recording workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Chillicothe.
Chillicothe, the middle of nowhere, Ohio.
Brian Muth did it.
Yeah, a guy named Brian Muth. He's actually a head engineer. He's actually a recording teacher is his main job. But he's friends with our drummer who's from that area.
Mm-hmm.
And basically just, he did our EP for us, Sonic Killer, and then we decided to have him do the album for us. And he mixed, mastered everything. It was all in-house, so it was kind of a pain to drive down that way, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's like a three-hour drive, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you guys stay down there, or did you drive down there every day? Or
yeah, we pretty much stayed down there. Left. We usually got there Friday, left late Sunday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A lot of weekend trips down there. Yeah.
A lot of weekends down in Chillicothe, Ohio.
A lot of beer drinking.
First ever capital of Ohio, too.
That's wow. Not smarter than I thought, officer.
Not a lot of people know that. So so what's the theme? You know, what are a lot of your lyrical themes about? I mean, I'm looking at this song Fallen Angels, for example, and looking at the video, and, you know, what were some of the lyrical themes about? And maybe Tom could probably go into that more.
I don't know. There's really not. It's probably all one general thing, I would say. It's more, you know, aggression, you know, having a bunch of rage inside of you, you know, letting it out.
Typical metal stuff.
Yeah, you know, screaming, hollering.
typical anger that's released in aggression.
It's pretty much metal. It's anger and, you know, death and all that stuff.
So who did the album cover?
I did, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Thanks, man. I did all the artwork on the album, and then a couple of guys from Mushroomhead took all the photos, and then put all that together for him.
Really? So you did? So you actually did the actual album cover around here?
Yeah, I'm a Photoshop genius.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you do like band artwork like normally? Like,
not really. But I took my time on this one just because it's my own little project, you know. But
it's pretty sweet. It's actually pretty good to be self-sufficient in a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, when money's tight, you got to get it done, right?
right.
So, you know, what some of your musical influences, you know, maybe I'll start with you, Tom. What were some bands that, you know, really inspired you to get into this type of music?
I have to say Pantera, for sure, mm-hmm. right off the bat. Metallica, of course. You know, the older school bands.
Mm-hmm.
Static X, for sure. Mm-hmm. Always one Mushroomhead. You know, I was raised with them, of course.
Now, do you like the new Metallica?
The new ones are—I'd have to say—they're best since Load.
Well, that doesn't say much,
right? Exactly. It's not up to their old stuff, but
yeah,
it's the best yet for what, 5 years now. Actually, 91 was their last.
Yeah, the Black Album.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah,
that Saint Anger.
That was.
That's a long time.
So, Dave, how about you?
Oh, man. Well, Static X was always a big influence on me as well. I had mm-hmm. Static X tattoo, actually. Mm-hmm. Pantera was killer for me. Soilwork, All That Remains, Killswitch mm-hmm. Engage, some of the newer bands I do like.
Mm-hmm.
Cold Chamber,
yeah.
Devil Driver now, but Dez. You
know, I don't know, man. Just something about dudes screaming in the microphone. Mm-hmm.
Going nuts.
Touch me in a special place.
Gotta have the aggression, too. You know, you gotta put on a good stage show and, you know... There's a lot of bands out there that, you know, just don't have don't stand out.
They don't have the intensity sometimes.
Right. That's a big part.
And I was going to bring something up. You guys do stand out because there's only one band I can think of in this entire world that actually employs a female and a male vocalist. And, you know, the band that I can think of is Nightwish is the only band I can think of that really does that. But you guys actually, you know, it's almost pretty much equal between both vocalists. And why did you decide to go with that type of formula? You know, was it just decided like that? Did it just happen like that? Or
oh man, that was a really strange situation. When that band got when we started the band, we were originally just looking for a male vocalist, and Chrissy, who is our current female singer, just kept bugging us because we had an ad on a couple websites and stuff like that. And she kept, let me come out. And we're like, dude, we don't want to be dealing with the female singer, blah, blah, blah. We're not looking for that. But, you know, she came out, she did a killer job, and we're like, all right, well, we're still going to get a male vocalist and end up working out really well. I mean, I feel like it's still heavy, but at the same time, it's melodic enough where it changes things up a little
unique,
bit.
It's definitely unique, you know, where you got a female vocalist and then the heavy thing going to. Usually you got a female vocalist and then another guy singing maybe on top of it, but screaming and, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned Nightwish, too, because we've played a couple shows with them, and they're they are similar in a lot of ways, but yeah, it is rare in the metal community to be finding female singers along with a male singer.
Yeah, so. She's a good singer, too, really good.
Well, it's very rare to see two singers in a band, and, you know, I've never actually been involved in anything like that, and what's it like rehearsing parts with two different people?
Yeah, it can get difficult, you know? I mean, somebody's always, you know, especially writing songs, you know, you get to a point where I got a spot, you know, I got lyrics for something I want to write, and she has something she wants to write, and it's lately, the last four we wrote, you know, we pretty much just found a mediocre medium, and, you know, things fell right into place, so you get other ideas from, you know, she's giving me ideas, or, you know, try it this way, I'm trying, you know, same thing with her, you know. And you know, you mix it up, you figure out what makes it work, sounds the best. And so, actually, it's pretty good, because you're getting another input from somebody.
And you know, being in bands, you guys have been in bands, obviously, in the past. You know, is there a significant difference, I guess, for your stage show with two people? And when I say two people that sound a lot different, you know, than one another. Two people that, you know, one is singing more melodic, one's singing more aggressive. And, you know, do you feel that's added to your stage show a lot?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, you know, she has like the harmony. I got the punch to it. So, you know, and we do the same thing on stage too. I'm, you know, running around with my head cut off. And, you know, it's a really good time. Got to come out and check us out, December 5th.
Yeah, definitely. I might. That's a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, maybe I'll find some of the subs.
I believe that's a free show too, isn't it?
It is, and you know what? There's a. I was going to mention that when you have a female in the band, for some reason, more girls come to the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is awesome.
But how many female singers are in metal, though, too? So
yeah. Right.
There aren't a lot.
Right.
There is not. So it's nice to have your fair share of ladies in the band.
Sure.
Or out in the crowd, I mean, so.
That's cool. So, you know, I'm going to play another track off of this. I'm going to play the song Bleed Through Me.
No, I don't play.
I don't think you want to play that song.
You
don't want to play that one?
No.
A little bit of foul language in that one. You might want to skip over that.
That's not one of the. Oh yeah, that's right. That's the one you told me to avoid. Okay. So let's do.
Gotta have a couple of those on the album.
So let's do this. Let's do song called Dark Groove. Dark Grove. Dark, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dark Grove. We'll go that. We'll go there. We'll go there, and we'll be back right after this. This is. The Metal Command here on 88.3 WBWC. We are here with Cellbound, Cleveland's own Cellbound, and you want to check them out, myspace.com/cellbound33, or you can go to metalcommand.net, click on the button Upcoming Stuff, and there's all the information you want to see about them and their website and stuff like that, so check it out. All right, so, you know, tell me a bit about this charity show that you're doing coming up on the 5th. It's for, obviously, it's for a good cause.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the charity is for.
It's for kids. I know that. Something for kids. Okay.
Yeah, it is for it's for kids who have been sexually abused.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
And it's free to get into the show. There'll be some donation booths and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then we also got a very cool thing. We got five very lovely ladies who will be dressed in some
well,
scantily.
Let's keep it G-rated here.
I'm trying. They'll be
so
dressed,
five lovely ladies dressed up in Santa Claus.
Yes, we'll leave it at that. So they will be there doing some promotional things for us, and we're playing with a band called Morality Check.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just basically doing the whole show free.
With some skull bongs.
Yeah, we do a lot of skull bongs, if you're familiar with that.
I have no clue what that is.
The beer bong.
I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah.
So you know, you have... So, you know, you have a new album, this new album here. Have you guys ever thought about doing the next one yet?
Yeah, definitely.
We've actually started writing some new material already, and we plan on having a new album out in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to keep knocking out albums until we don't have time anymore, and the touring takes its toll. So
right, exactly.
So do you guys have is this being released through like a label or anything? Or
right now it's just through us,
just through you guys.
But we are shopping it right now. Mm-hmm. We just actually got the hard copy of the CDs like a week ago. So we're going to start shopping it pretty hard and see if we can't get picked up by somebody with. The right kind of offer, you know?
Some distribution, stuff like that. Now, you do have some new members in the band. You recruited Sean from Eternal Legacy, and how did you end up recruiting him into the band?
Were you there when we had him, Tom, or no?
I think he played the one show with Nightwish, and that was the first time I met him.
Well, it was weird. The other founding guitar member decided to leave, and it was actually just me. I played in quite a few shows just by myself, and we felt like we needed another member to do more soloing and things like that. And Chrissy, the female singer, who knows the music scene very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we also played some shows with Eternal Legacy. That's how we got their name. And if you've ever seen Sean Vanek play guitar. The dude's just ridiculous. Yeah, he's amazingly fast. So
I've played some shows with him actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah, to see that guy doing some solos and stuff like that, he's honestly one of the best guitar players I've ever seen.
It's worth coming out just to watch him play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we asked him to play some shows, and he said yes, and we basically got him to be a permanent member, and we're really happy with it. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Now, where do they find you at, Tom?
What was that? Thebuzz.com or something?
I don't know. We had a lot of ads out there. And so,
yeah,
like
internet.
Said,
internet. Musicians wanted. Cleavescene.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I found out where this dude was from, I was like, we practice in Akron, dude. That's why is this guy even wasting his time?
I live way out Joggerville, so it's like an hour drive to practice, hour drive everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth it, definitely.
Huh? For sure. As long as you're into what you're doing. Then.
For sure, for sure.
Well, you know, I was gonna ask you another thing, too, is that, you know, obviously you had some member changes, and you know how difficult, a lot of people don't realize this, but it's very difficult to get members that you can play with, members that gel with you as far as your musical chemistry goes. And you know, how difficult was that to find people to do this? I mean, you know, you found Sean Vanek, excellent guitar player, and mm-hmm. probably didn't have much of a problem there. But you know, singers, you know, I'm one myself, and I've even though I usually don't have this problem, a lot of singers have egos, and you know, a lot of people, you know, they think they can do something they can't. And you know, how difficult were the auditions for the second vocal spot?
Yeah, well, like I said, when we had the ads out, we actually gave a link to some MP3s of the song, and we expected, first of all, the singer to come in and know the material.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just do a regular practice. We'd have two or three guys that would show up, and if you didn't know the material, then you were pretty much out already. And then when we did find guys that had the potential, there was always other problems, being their image wasn't what we were looking for. They couldn't make the schedule that we were working for. They weren't interested in the time that we were going for releasing that CD and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, dude, as soon as we heard Tom sing 5 seconds into the first song, I looked at the drummer and I was like, this dude's him right here. It's on right now. Because the dude nailed the song, and it was perfect. So he was better than the singer that we had before him, and it wasn't even a question.
The same thing with me, too. I mean, when I was auditioning for them, you know, I was looking for a band that was serious, you know, dedicated, had their stuff together, a lot of potential, and, you know, I auditioned with them, and it just clicked. It was just a lucky find. Here I am, so.
Now, my question for you is this. I've been in a band where I joined, and they wanted me in and didn't tell me that I was really in for 2 months, and then I've been in a band where I sent them a song back, and they decided that right then and there, even not even meeting me and wanting me to join. So how long did it take? How long were you in the band?
Actually, they made me work for it, boy. You know, I think I had to come back a few times. You know, I missed a lot of sleep there for a couple of nights.
Yeah.
You know, all through it, yeah. But I guess if they were to hire me right then and there, that you know, say less about them. So
yeah,
they definitely wasn't no quick hire. No, it was. I think they drug it out a good week.
I've been in both situations. So yeah. I mean, I was in a band where you know they didn't tell me I was actually in the band for 4 months until they figured out, oh, this guy's great. And I was a band that heard one track and they're like, oh, dude, you got to be in. You're in. You're in. I'm like, my God, these guys don't even know me. So, well, and you know, from the musical chemistry perspective, you know, I guess you just know. You know, when someone joins the band,
right,
you just
exactly.
know something, yeah. And you know. Obviously, bands, there's personalities and stuff like that. And, you know, it's difficult to find that. I mean, how difficult? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, look how many mm-hmm. people. You have some former members, and I don't know what happened with some of them. Or, you know, mm-hmm. it's not really yeah. any of my business or anything like that. But, you know, it's very difficult. And, you know, how long did you guys feel? I mean, how long did it take for you guys to tell Sean he was in a band? I mean, he'd just come down and play? Or
well, with Sean, it was kind of a different story because the dude is a phenomenal guitar player, and yeah. it was more of like, can you fill in and play the song? And he's like, yeah, why don't you just tell me, he'll like literally listen to us play the song, and he'll be like, alright, I got it. And he doesn't even have to play, he's like, yeah, I got it. And at first I was like, no, you don't. But then once you hear him play it, you're like, okay, I guess I can't really say anything. He makes me look like I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. So, Sean wasn't a big deal, but yeah, there was a period when the three original members left us that you know, you got to question whether or not the band's even going to continue, because mm-hmm. it was me, a drummer, and the singer, Chrissy, and we had about a six-month period where we had no activity as far as we just audition. We had no shows, and you get to a point where you're feeling like maybe we should just move on to another project, but we kept at it, and eventually we got the right kind of members, so I mean... I don't know. I guess the alcohol got us through.
Well, we're here with Cellbound here on the interview hour of the Metal Command here on 88.3 WBWC. And a local band here from Cleveland making some waves. Pretty good album. I haven't actually really actually had a chance to listen to it, but I'm really digging it.
They're trying to get it in some record stores here, too, like all the local record stores, the record exchanges, so you can look for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, did you guys sell it online at all?
Not yet.
We're going to get something on our MySpace here where you can order it online. Yeah. Right now, if you just send us an email or MySpace message or something like that, we'll hook you up.
Definitely.
Definitely start getting it on iTunes and all that other fun stuff.
For sure.
Coming up. All right. Well, I'm going to play yet another track off this song called, last track on the album, actually, a song called Admit It.
All right. All right. Pretty heavy tune, man.
We're going to play that, and we'll be back after this. Okay, we're back here on the Metal Command Show with Dave and Tom of Cellbound. And we just played a song called Admit It, and then played a song called Nothing to Die For. And I guess these song titles are pretty self-explanatory, you could say.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, let me turn this mic up a little bit here. All right. There we go. And, you know, who does a lot of lyric writing? Do you and Chris, you know, share a lot of that? And, you know, what's that like?
She writes her stuff, I write my stuff. But sometimes, you know, we have ideas for each other, you know, try this. And, you know, it gets pushed around. But for the most part, we each do our own thing. And somehow it all works together and turns into a song. You know, that's the beauty of it.
And that's kind of, you know, and the singer, the double singer thing, you know, what's that like for you to do? I mean, you know, because I'm fascinated with something like that because I've never thought of ever being in that situation. I've never thought of ever doing that. And, you know, you sang in bands, obviously, and she has, you know, I mean, you really have to rehearse. I mean, how much do you have to rehearse to make sure your parts are, like, exact?
I mean, we practice a lot. But, I mean, you know, it's kind of one of the things where, you know, once you learn the songs, it's kind of like riding a bike. You just don't forget. You know, it's all right there. I mean, on stage, you know, I guess it's a little easier because, you know, you're not singing the whole entire time. You got somebody to, you know, you got backup there. So, you know, you got more time for breathing and drinking and all that other stuff. So, if anything, it makes it easier. And the sound, you know, is definitely phenomenal with her singing, too. So, it's a good thing.
That's cool. So, you know, you're going to be writing. You guys started writing another album? Am I correct?
Well, yeah, we've got a couple ideas down musically. We haven't done anything in any studios or anything like that. But pretty soon, we'll be working on some new stuff.
Sweet. What kind of gear you guys like to play on? You know, it's a weird question, but a lot of people ask that. You know, what kind of guitar rig setup do you kind of have?
I've got a Line 6 head, a HD-147. I use Mesa cabinets. We all use Explorer guitars, Gibsons.
Gibson Explorers. That's classic metal guitar.
Classic
right there.
James Hetfield right there.
Yeah, Gibson Explorers.
And then Sean Vanek also got a Gibson V. He busts out sometimes when he's feeling special.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Shure Wireless. That's
Shure Wireless. Yeah, the ULX or the SLX?
SLX.
SLX. Shure's. I totally love Shure. Mm-hmm. Like it's.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. You know. You got to actually. You know. It's funny. You got. I mean, which one do you use? The Beta 58. You use the SM.
Yeah.
Use the Beta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff there.
Yeah. It works. Works good. It's got to have it. When you're going nuts on a stage, you know, it's...
Yeah, you can't have chords and tripping over stuff. And
yeah, we're still trying to work on that. It's total chaos when we play.
Yeah, there's six members, so we're kind of...
Especially at some of these venues that have smaller stages
and
stuff,
we're climbing on top of each other. We try to make it the most chaotic show we
possibly
can. That's
what makes it entertaining, though.
Right. There to entertain. We have a really good time.
So you got the December 5th. So we're playing December 5th at the Jigsaw, free show.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it's
out.
And it is definitely for a good cause. What time does the show start?
Probably about 8 p.m., I want to say. Yeah. We'll probably go on about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then there'll probably be at least two openers, I'm guessing.
Two openers?
Yeah.
Sweet. So it's for a good cause, again. It's for charity, and they will be playing Friday, December 5th. So if you are going to that show, definitely go and... You know, don't sit at home and listen to me. Go to the show. It's a good cause. So
definitely. Come on out. You won't forget it. Be a good time.
That's a good cause. And Morality Check will be... Are you guys headlining or is Morality Check headlining?
Yeah, we'll be headlining.
You'll be headlining.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yeah,
we'll
make your ears bleed. Come on out.
Bring down... Nail the roof down. Kind of type of thing. Gotcha. Well, anyway, we'll be right back right after this little public service announcement. That's why I use a Bluetooth, because that way I don't, you know, go off the road or hit anybody or anything like that when I talk on the phone. But anyway, you want to get some more information on Cellbound, definitely check them out. You know, myspace.com/cellbound and the number 33. Want to check out some sound samples. Definitely, if you did miss part or most of this interview, you can check it out on the Metal Command website, metalcommand.net, sometime next week. You will be able to download that. Just uploaded the Iced Earth interview that we had a couple weeks ago. And next week's interview, of course, David Ellefson, formerly of Megadeth, now with the band F5. And the week after that, Kern Murphy of Shattered Messiah on the 21st. He will be live in studio. So definitely really glad to have you guys on the show. I really like the album.
Thanks for having us,
really,
man. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely really. I really dig the album. I listened to some of the clips online, but, you know, it kind of doesn't do it justice cranking it up here in the studio. It really doesn't. And
yeah, loud is always better.
You're the man, officer.
Loud is always better.
Thank you. More better.
More better, as you say, in improper English. So we're going to play one more track off the album, and this is a song. This is track number 3. In fact, we played all the songs but the bad ones. Not bad because they're musically bad, but bad because there's words that we can't repeat on the air. But we're going to play a song called Forgotten, and this is track number 3 off of the Fallen Angels album, just released by Cellbound. Here you go. Check it out, and see you guys after the news.